Nebraska Untapped, the source for everything educational and informational about groundwater in agriculture. If you are an ag producer or a citizen of Nebraska, this show is made for you by the Middle Republican Natural Resource District.
Now it's time for our weekly show, hosted by Heather Disming.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Nebraska on Tap. This week I'm doing a solo show, and we are going to focus on chemigation. So this is going to be a nice time to kind of brief everybody on what is going on with us in your chemigation world. So why and what is chemigation? Do you need a permit for the field? And do you need a license for you? And then how do you fill out those permits that you need for the field? So we are going to talk a little bit about that today. So just the term chemigation, what does that mean for everybody who doesn't know? So chemigation is the term commonly used to describe the practice of applying agrochemicals such as fertilizer, including livestock waste, insecticides, herbicides, fungicides, nematicides, and other chemicals through an irrigation distribution system. And as the irrigation technology has become increasingly more sophisticated over recent decades, chemigation is common in Nebraska. So this is all coming from the book that you receive when you go to the Nebraska Extension's education program or when you attend the chemigation and safety class at any testing center that you are choosing. So again, this is a prescription for application of chemicals. Chemicals often require moisture to become activated or to incorporate at a desired depth. So water does a couple different things for the chemicals, as you can see there. Those are just some things that chemigation are. So do you need a permit for the field? Yes, you do need a permit for the field. This lets us know what you are putting on your field, and then also lets the state know what's going on as well with the chemicals that you're putting on the field. And this also helps if there's ever a chemical spill. So minus the chemicals, there's also a lot of other things that go into your chemigation, such as your soil characteristics, your topography, the irrigation system characteristics, the calibration, the end guns. Again, all this stuff is very important to know, and you get this training when you get your chemigation license through the Nebraska Extension Agency at the testing centers that are available. So when it comes to chemigating, you do need an active license, and it must be an active license. And you can always go onto the DEE website, the Nebraska DEE website, to find out when your license will be expiring if you have lost it, what your license number is. So now that we have established what chemigation is, that yes, you do need a permit for the field, and then yes, you must have a license for you, let's talk a little bit about the chemigation equipment and safety devices. As per it says here in the book, when using an irrigation system to apply chemicals, one of the most important considerations is the backflow prevention. The backflow is when the water that has been injected with pesticides or fertilizers flows backwards into the water supply. So there are a couple different things that you must have on your well after the flow meter. So I'm going to give you a list of the safety devices and equipment that are required by the Nebraska Chemigation Act and NDEE's rules and regulations that are included in that book that you will receive when you do take your chemigation test. So the irrigation pipeline check valve. So a check valve must be installed in the irrigation pipeline between the irrigation pump and the point of chemical injection into the irrigation pipeline to prevent water and chemicals from draining or siphoning into the water source. The check valve must contain a spring-loaded sealed mechanism designed to close prior or at the moment water stops flowing in the downstream direction. The check valve must be able to withstand for 1 minute a hydrostatic pressure double its rated working pressure without leaking at its joints or at the valve seat. It also must be able to withstand for 16 hours internal hydrostatic pressure equivalent to the head of a column of a water 5 feet high retained within the downstream portion of the valve body. A list of checkoff valves certified by NDEE as meeting these requirements appears in this text. All right, and you must also have a vacuum relief valve. So the vacuum relief valve must be located on top of the irrigation pipeline between the irrigation pump and the irrigation pipeline check valve. This prevents the vacuum that could cause siphoning when water flow stops. You also need an inspection port, and in most cases, the vacuum relief valve also serves as an inspection port. You must also have a low pressure drain, and the low pressure drain is very important because a low pressure drain must be installed at the bottom of the horizontal pipe between the irrigation pump and the irrigation pipeline check valve. The drain must, in all instances, be located on the irrigation pipeline before the point of chemical injection. The drain must be constructed of corrosion-resistant material or coated to prevent corrosion and must be installed at or below the bottom of the pipe. And the drain opening must be at least 3/4 inch in diameter and open automatically when the water flow stops. In addition, a hose or a 3/4 inch conduit line in diameter must be attached to the flow pressure drain, and the outlet must be at least 20 feet from the irrigation well or water source. So the low pressure drain looks like a garden hose attachment in some instances. So you can attach that hose to that low pressure drain and then make sure that hose is 20 feet long so you can drag it back so that when that water does come out of that low pressure drain when you shut off your well and the check valve, you know, happens and the spring loaded action happens, that water with the chemicals in it will be taken out away from your wellhead area. So the chemical injection line, the check valve, so a check valve must be installed again in the chemical injection line between the chemical injection pump and the chemical injection port on the irrigation pipeline. Its purpose is for two things: to prevent gravity flow from the chemical supply tank into the irrigation pipeline, and to also prevent irrigation system water from flowing into the chemical supply tank, causing overflow. If you are listening to us on YouTube, I will be putting some photos up so you can understand what the diagram looks like. So remember, when you are doing chemigation, that you do need to be wearing the protective clothing and equipment that you need to make sure that you are not getting any chemical burns or any accidents happen to you. And also, just in case there is an accidental spill, some of the most frequent causes of these seem to be the rupture of the chemical supply tank and injection hose failure. So liquid fertilizer tanks in particular are often constructed of molded plastics or fiberglass. Weathering of these tanks through exposure of sunlight and temperature extremes over time tends to stress the seams where the sections have been jointed, and eventually the tank fails. So as the person who owns the tank, you really need to be vigilant about what's going on with your tank so that these accidental spills don't happen. Hoses can also become cracked from weathering and develop leaks. And so again, you need to make sure that these are all up to par as well. This makes sense too, because if you spill, you lose several hundreds of gallons of valuable fertilizer, pesticides, and then the area in which the product flows becomes contaminated, and all contaminated soil has to be excavated and disposed of. The incident has to be reported. So if this does happen, you must report it. So within 24 hours, you need to report this spill to the Nebraska Department of Environment Energy, 402-471-2168, and the local Natural Resources District in your area within 24 hours of discovery. Accidents that occur after normal working hours, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., are to be reported to the Nebraska State Patrol at 402-471-4545. All information available about the accident at the time of discovery must be reported, such as the time of occurrence, the type of quantity of material, the location, and any corrective or cleanup actions that have been taking place or that are currently taking place. Now, as anyone who chemigates knows, there are some calibration procedures that need to take place And there's a lot of math that goes into making sure that you are chemigating exactly how the instructions on the bottle tell you, and also how it works with as much water as getting put through your irrigation pivot as well. Also, if you go to our Nebraska on Tap YouTube page, I did create a little fun video about how to fill out your permit for the field. And it's just a quick demo, so it's nothing that is particularly pinpointed to you exactly, but how to fill it out, how to figure out where your sections are, what you need to fill out, and then what we will fill out when we come to inspect your chemigation setup, to make sure that, you know, your check valve, again, everything that I mentioned before, is in working order and you are safe to be chemigating. If you need a new permit for the field that you will be chemigating, you can always stop at your local NRD office and fill one out. Now, there is a little bit of a fee that goes along with that, but it's better than an emergency permit where you didn't think you were going to need to chemigate and now all of a sudden you do. Because the deadline for these permits to come back to us is June 1st. And so that concludes our weekly edition of Nebraska on Tap on our brief updating of what chemigation is and what some of the steps are you need to be doing to deal with chemigation properly. And also just to, again, to reiterate that you need to go through your Nebraska Extension to find out when and where you can take classes to make sure that you have your chemigation license up to date. If you need to look that up, you can go through the Nebraska Department of Environment Energy's website and you can look up your license to see that if it is active or if it is not. And again, thank you for tuning in today to Nebraska on Tap. We always enjoy everybody who stops by and takes a little listen about what's going on here with us at the NRD, especially here in the Middle Republican. So thank you so much for listening. You can always go to www.nebraskaontap.com. You can go to our YouTube page, our Spotify page, Apple Podcasts, our RSS feed, and you can find our newest episodes there. So thanks again for stopping by. I hope this helps you out a little bit, and we will talk to everybody later. Bye-bye.